This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we didn't do the Jonas Brothers tickets. Oh, hang on a second. I got to do that right now. I said it was going to be immediately after the commercial set.
When
I forgot all about it. Well, I got caught up with Spadil. Okay, let me mention this
real quick. Here we go. Wait, everybody make a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's going to get good.
This whole little person thing with Dwarf, okay? I'm not going to go back into that part. Spadil chimed in and talked about his friend, the Brandon, the little person.
Right.
He doesn't like to be called Dwarf. He wants to be called little person, which was the whole conversation, right?
Right.
Then you come in here, Spadil, to prove to us, because we think you're full of BS, okay?
Yeah.
With this Brandon guy, because we've never heard of your little friend.
Yeah,
we've
I wanted to show you his Instagram profile.
Yeah. Right. You didn't show us a phone number. You didn't show us a text. You didn't show us anything where you've ever had contact with this guy.
I thought like you a picture in, of you what? And him together, maybe,
and,
something
and can
like
I
that.
Can I just add on to the pylon?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know what? Here's what I'll do. I opened the can of worms. I'm going to let these guys take it.
Okay.
Well, I made the comment. I said, you talked about his, how he's growing seeds and marijuana, whatever.
Right.
All this stuff. And that, well, it got bad because the picture you showed us, he was smoking marijuana. And then BJ's like, well, no wonder that stunts your growth.
That was funny. You have to admit, that was pretty
funny.
Why don't you call up Brandon and say he needs to stop? It'll stunt his growth.
I think it's too late now.
And we rolled.
But yeah.
Jamie, it was a belly laugh I got from her because it was, the timing was perfect. You got to admit, I've got good timing.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah, he did, and I lost it because that was just that I couldn't even believe he said it. Anyway, it was funny.
All right, back to you.
Right, so then he's showing us this how he grows marijuana, whatever stunt growth. We're all laughing, and then I was like, "Let me see that again." And then he walks out, and I go, "You know what, you guys? He said they're tight, right? They're really good friends." He didn't even hit the heart on that guy's picture.
Yeah, you're his friend, and you didn't even like his video.
And Jamie is a social media queen.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that, but she did, and she is dead on, man. You would have at least hearted that.
Yeah.
You don't know this guy.
I know Brandon. I've known him since I was like 13.
We
need pictures of you two together.
Yeah. Okay.
Side by side.
And why won't you heart his stuff?
Yeah.
If you're so tight.
I should have hearted his stuff.
Yeah, you did not heart his stuff. You have to be here, you guys.
You just put into Instagram, Spadil. Brandon, weed guy.
Yeah. Well,
the backstory is this. Spadil is notorious for coming up with friends that don't exist, okay? Anytime
like
we're
Kevin.
In a conversation. Yeah.
Kevin.
Anytime he can insert a friend of his to be a part of the conversation, he just makes crap up.
And they just have, like, they have
now,
really.
Now, who is Kevin? Remind me who Kevin is.
I was talking about being in Thailand, and he has a friend that goes to Thailand all the time. Oh, who's Kevin then? There's a Kevin,
there
too.
Is a Kevin in the mix, yeah.
Well, Kevin plays paintball down in Florida. Yeah.
What lie was that?
Yeah, I can't remember.
And they're like old dude names too. It's like Kevin, Rusty, Billy,
Joel, Brandon the midget.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Unbelievable.
It's all crazy. Right,
let's do this. Ready?
Oh, we still haven't done this?
No.
Oh,
hey, Spadil, let's talk to the winner today.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get the excitement on the air. Right.
Let's really get it. Really sell it, Spadil.
BJ and Jamie.
Line five, Jamie.
Line five?
Got it.
Okay.
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're excited to meet Rusty, aren't you?
Apparently that.
I love you guys. I've never won anything before.
Oh, you've never won?
I've never won from you guys before. Well, no.
This is a first. You've got Jonas Brothers tickets.
Yep.
Yay!
I mean, it's not until October, so you have a little while, you know.
Yeah.
Find your outfit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's the Living the Dream Tour, Ball Arena, October 2nd. And you and a friend, you're going to be there.
Who are you going to take with
Yay!
You? Are you gonna
Yay!
Take a, who are you going to take? Your husband?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make my boyfriend come.
He does not want to see the Jonas Brothers.
Absolutely not.
You've got to take a girlfriend.
Do you think, okay.
He does not want to
He's going to be the only dude just sitting in his chair.
Unless his name is Carson.
Exactly.
Yeah, take me, Emily. I'll sing along with you to all the songs.
He does. All right. Congratulations.
Good job, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. See, we make winners.
Yeah.
These tickets, by the way, go on sale tomorrow. You have to go to the Jonas Brothers website to get the pre-sale. And then I think they go on sale totally to the public. And I think that's Friday.
That is Friday at 10 a.m.
All right.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers. And another chance to win, Slacker. The Slacker Show this afternoon.
Is there like a delay? Because that felt awkward. Did it feel awkward?
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm there with you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
It seems like ever since we've gone to digital.
Digital
delays everything.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't either, because she's just sitting there like, huh?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the greatest technology, but we've always had a delay since we went digital,
You
right?
You can hear a blinker.
I want to bring
Wait, before you do, I want to bring up something real quick.
Yeah.
He could hear their blinker. Have you guys noticed lately on anything you watch on the internet, like when they interviewed that girl that hit the other girl in the head with the club, during the relay or whatever?
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed people's fire alarms beeping?
Oh my gosh, smoke alarms. Yes.
No.
It happens almost in every Zoom call interview that you ever see posted online.
It's so weird. I don't know if it's because of the temperature change or what, but like that girl when they were interviewing her for the Today Show, it's like beep.
Yeah,
I do remember that. Yeah. The chirp.
Yeah, the chirp. Yeah. That's the right word.
It happens a lot.
It does. They were interviewing somebody else, and I was like, wait, was that mine or was that on the internet? And it was, and I had to rewind it, and it was the guy. They're just chirping like a son of a bitch right now.
I hate the chirp.
I do too.
That chirp, man.
Doesn't it make you just angry as soon as you hear the first chirp? You're just like, oh God.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're like in between chirps, there's not a consistent time. It's not like every 30 seconds or a minute. It's like 5 minutes.
I know.
An hour.
Because it's supposed to be 60 seconds. So you wait the 60 seconds. I'm with him. And then you're like, well, where the hell
is it? And then you're like, well, maybe it's going to stop. Maybe I don't need to change it. Maybe I don't need to do anything.
That is one of those things in life that they cannot fix.
Yeah, the chirp's a pain. I hate it too. All right, this story here. All right. And the reason I bring this up is I've got a couple of questions on it. And this is something that occurred, I think, 2022, was it, Jamie?
Yeah, it was.
This couple.
But still a problem.
The dad or the husband had a heart attack, or thought he was having a heart attack. He's had one in the previously. And one morning, he got up, chest pains, whatever. They call the paramedics. They take him, and they take him to a facility, and that doctor says, hey, this is too serious for us. We need to medevac you a helicopter to another facility, which they do. They now have a bill for $94,000 just for that helicopter
ride.
Just
for flight for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter ride,
$94,000. Think about that. Ugh.
They don't have the money. They don't have the money they can't come up with $94,000 just like that. I mean, maybe sell your house or something like that. But two things in the story. One of the things in the story is that the insurance company won't pay because it was an unnecessary flight according to their standards. How can it be an unnecessary flight according to their standards, but yet a doctor said that we need to get you to this facility as fast as possible to save your life? I don't get that.
Yeah, I was going to say something really bad, and I'm not going to say it. But that is why, the whole situation with other insurance people happened. Because people get so frustrated with their, the train of thought with these insurance companies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, wait, I'm pretty sure a doctor just recommended that, but you're an executive, somewhere.
And you're going to tell me that it wasn't necessary?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Here's the story.
Bob Taylor and his wife, Marjean.
We were just going to hang out with our friends at their cabin. Bob woke me up at like 5 a.m. saying, He had chest pains.
Bob was having his second heart attack in 4 months.
They said he needed a higher level of care. And she said, yeah, we always use a helicopter for a STEMI or a heart attack.
They loaded him on a Guardian Air ambulance and flew him about 100 miles from Alamosa to Pueblo.
Did this procedure save your life?
Yes, ma'am.
So he's doing really well.
That's the good news. Then came the bad.
Oh, yeah. See, here's the initial denial.
So records show their insurer, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, denied their claim for the air ambulance ride, stating it was not medically necessary.
What?
And the Taylors owed more than $94,000. They appealed not just once, but twice, both denied. An independent reviewer upheld the decision, but with this telling note.
Without medical records from the treating physician, it is impossible to determine the medical necessity.
Now, put yourself in their place. Can you imagine having to come up with $94,000 today?
Absolutely not.
Wait, it gets worse. You ready?
Gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, great.
You ready? In a move to protect consumers, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule in January of 2025. This happened in 2022. Banning the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using medical information in lending decisions starting this month.
Oh. This month?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So they missed the window.
So now they're going to be reported.
Yeah. So they missed the whole.
But if it happens after this month, which would be April, right?
Right. Then the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and prohibiting lenders from using any medical information in any kind of lending decisions.
Oh, dang.
So they missed that window, too.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
That an insurance company can just deny you when a doctor says, and they even say in the story, that it saved his life. I just don't get it.
There is some really good news with this, though. Because this story got covered by Denver 7 like that, the company is going to cover the whole thing.
What company?
It says the flight. Yeah, it's getting covered
really?
Now. Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, those nine wants to know and seven on your side.
Oh,
and
they do work.
31 with Dave.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, they do.
Problem solvers.
But that doesn't clear up the whole insurance thing. That it doesn't
it's
answer that question.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, why did it happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great for the helicopter people because they're not going to clear everybody's bill. There's bills that are going out from them to other people that have to pay. This is just one because it got on TV. Makes them look bad.
I have an issue with SkyRidge, unfortunately, because they sold to the new guys, but the old insurance people or the old hospital won't cover it, and the new hospital that it is now is like, that's their debt, not. And so I'm like, what's going on? And my insurance is like, well, I'm sorry, but the old name of SkyRidge, I love SkyRidge, by the way, and they're fabulous, but they won't pay it. The old company that owned them won't pay it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're like, nope, we're out of the business.
They all look for red tape, man. Yeah. Everybody looks for red tape, you know? Somehow to delay or even charge
get
you more.
Get out of it, whatever.
Yeah, well, they don't own it anymore, so it's not their problem.
That's the way I'd do it, though. If I bought it, I'd be like, I don't want that.
It's like, your kid's a used car. Sorry, that's not our problem.
But I can't even imagine being a couple like this couple here or anybody, and you get hit today with a $94,000 bill that has to be paid.
That is insane, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It's so sad.
You can't even make payments on it.
And I told you my mom had $1 million and they just dumped her. Because she hit $1 million because she had cancer.
Yeah.
And so when she hit that, I guess in the fine print, it says if you hit $1 million, bye.
See you later.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
But none of us know that, right?
Exactly. And there's thousands of stories like that.
Just crazy.
All right, well, uplifting days with BJ and Jamie.
No, this had good news.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it had good news.
Yeah, got let go of.
Because it got on TV, it got resolved from this couple.
Is it 7 wants to know or is it 9 wants to know?
It's 7 in-depth investigations.
Yeah.
Who's on your side?
I think that's 9 on your side.
Okay.
9.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's
and
9.
Who wants to know?
I don't know who knows.
I think it is 9 wants to know.
I think it is 9.
I think it is 9 wants to know.
I think it is.
Who's on your side?
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know if it behooves me to get into Candygate.
It doesn't.
I don't think it does either.
Yeah,
so.
Let's just maybe.
No, I'm going to mention it. Because I feel like that... It's double standards. Marriage has double standards.
Can I just do an impression of you yesterday?
I'd rather you didn't.
Fair.
go ahead. Oh, you're going to do it anyway. Okay. I'd rather you.
Okay, here's how it went. All right, but I'm walking in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Now,
oh,
boy. I'm going to stand up for this one.
Here we go. She's going to act it out.
So, I'm telling you what, Jamie, women are ridiculous. They're ridiculous. They will fight about anything. That was it.
That is not
accurate. I went like this. I went, okay, see you later.
She is so far off base. That is not accurate. What I said was, yeah. I didn't say they'll fight about anything. I said they'll fight about everything. So you were wrong.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't say
anything. I said everything.
He did say everything. He did.
Let me explain Candygate. Okay. So, Lent. You know, that was, what, a few weeks ago, right?
Yep.
You got to give something up. Well, my son, he's 7, little frog, like he did this on his own, he gave up candy. Let's start with that.
You're right.
Okay. But I'm supposed to believe that he came to mom and said, I'm giving up candy. Not a snowball's chance in hell. And I hate to use the word hell with Lent.
You're right. That seems bad.
So he's giving up candy. Uh-huh. Huh? So no candy. I'm ordered. Do not buy candy.
Right. Jesus will be mad.
Well, a week and a half ago, they went on vacation. They go down to Cancun at a all-inclusive, right? Well, it just so happens at the all-inclusive, you know, you get all the food for free, right?
Right.
So they get back from vacation, and Frog tells me, he goes, hey, Dad, I had candy.
Oh!
I said, what? I had candy. I said, where'd you get candy? He said, down at the resort, they had an ice cream stand. And when you go to the ice cream stand, mom didn't know this, but you could take and you can put gummies and candy on top of your ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Hold it up, baby. Yeah.
I said, really? Really? I said, if mom didn't know, well, she kind of knew. She did know, but she acts like she didn't know. And I said, what?
So they were both lying to each other.
Yeah. So, like, she saw the gummy bears on top of his ice cream and just
looked past it.
But she's like,
we're on vacation.
Yeah, vacation doesn't count.
Now, because I'm such a intelligent husband, okay, I did not bring this up.
All right.
I didn't say a word.
Good call. Good call.
I did not, because I'm very intelligent. I've been around, man. Okay. So I didn't say anything. So we get in the car on Sunday, and we're going somewhere, Lisa and I. And she says, oh, by the way, because I mentioned I'm going to the grocery store after she drops me off to get my car. I said, I'm going, don't you buy any candy, whatever. Remember, he gave it up for Lent. Now, not a word has been said. Okay?
And you have this knowledge in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I slowly turned my head toward her. I said, oh, really?
Locked and loaded.
Really? Does vacation count? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right?
What do you mean, vacation count? I said, wasn't there a candy bar at the ice cream shop that you could throw all the gummies and candy and M&Ms and everything on top of your ice cream? When you're on vacation, it doesn't count.
That's right, vacation. Everything goes out the window. All the rules go out the window.
It says it right in the Bible. Yeah,
it does. Vacationeth doesn't count.
Yes.
I named it Candygate. Actually, Jamie named it Candygate yesterday when we were walking in the park. I should go, uh-oh, Candygate. So that's where we left it. As she put me out of the car, then I had to walk the rest of the way to get my car because it didn't go over well.
And he's like, I don't get it. Oh, I'm not supposed to buy him candy. I have to be the bad guy. I can't buy any candy. Oh, but they had a week full of candy.
They did.
And he was just screaming. He's like, and she makes it my fault. I wasn't even going to buy any candy, but she thinks I was going to buy candy. And I'm like, literally like, this guy is going to have a heart attack out here.
I was. I was going off. That's exactly the way it went. And here's what gets me. She tells me, as right before she put me out on the side of the road, she said, yeah, but we've started back again.
Yeah.
On Lent. I said, no. Jesus did not leave the garden and go have an ice cream with candy and then come back to the garden 40 days, 40 nights. You can't do that. Right? You cannot do. You cannot change the rules in the Bible. Who the hell do you think you are?
She probably had some white out.
You can supersede Jesus. You got to admit, I got a good argument here. Yeah, yeah. You got to admit.
But I do. I mean, I know this has been going on for a while, though. She does blame you a lot for candy, and I don't feel like it's you. I actually
Thank
don't
you.
Feel like
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know why she hates you so much about the candy when I don't feel like it's you a lot.
I mean, there was that gumball machine, though.
It's not me. That wasn't me, though. I never bought any gumballs that went into that.
And you had to have money.
I didn't do it. Yeah. But I will say this. There's a lot of women that listen to our show.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You ladies, you're impossible. All of you. I just want to make sure you hear that.
Well,
but I love it. Jamie screams out, Candy Gate. Oh, my God.
Well, I will say there, and I've brought this up before. I don't know what it is about us, but sometimes, you just get under our skin, and we just want to fight with you. And we just want to make everything your fault, candy.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, at no point in this whole conversation have I done anything wrong. But I'm the one that gets put out on the side of the road to walk to my car. And I did nothing. They went on vacation. They had 7 days. I stayed here and worked. They had candy. They got busted. And I'm the one that has to walk to get my car.
You know, and I don't get it. Not to take up for you men, but it must be very confusing.
There's a lot of mixed signals going on.
You don't know. I mean, here I think I've got the Trump card, baby.
Right.
I'm about to put down that I know about the candy down in vacation.
Twice.
I know.
Right.
You're busted. Next thing you know, cart pulls over and I got to get out.
It's called marriage.
Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. What? Get out. You can walk the rest of the way. I'm not taking you. And I did. I
think that's why you guys are just so odd to deal with, because you're just always on pins and needles. Like, I don't want to say anything wrong.
And they ask why we drink. Right, Carson?
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, man.
Right, Carson? Wow. No, he hears me. He knows.
BJ and Jamie.
More winning for the Jonas Brothers tickets coming up later this afternoon. The Slacker Show has your chance to win. And again, tomorrow morning at 7:45, we got your chance to win. Hey, I want to bring this up real quick here. We brought it up earlier this morning. But, man, no matter how you feel about Russell Wilson as a football player, you got to love him as a businessman.
Yeah, or his agent, actually.
Yeah, his agent.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't know about you. We didn't even have an agent.
It was announced.
We need to find that guy.
Yeah, I want that guy. I do. This guy's brilliant, man.
Yeah.
Just think of the deal he did when he robbed the Broncos here. I mean, $235 million.
And he didn't even play a game yet. And he got that.
We still owe Russell Wilson $30 million. We, being the Broncos, Walmart. Walmart owes him.
Yep.
Okay? And then yesterday, he signs a new contract for 1 year up in New York City. New York City. The Giants. He's going to play for them. 1 year. $25 million.
Oh my God. I was, who was it? Oh, there was some guy. He's in trouble because something happened. He had an assault. He, over the years, he brought in with endorsements and everything, like $300 million. It's all gone.
You're talking about Antonio Brown.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Uh-huh. How much?
Yes, I am.
$300 million?
Over his whole time, because he had endorsements and all this stuff.
I mean, he was a huge star.
Yeah,
in the
they
NFL.
Even made like a shoe line, something like that for him.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
He just filed for Chapter 11.
How do you fly through that money?
I don't get it.
They asked him that, and he said it was his family. He said his family just, like, they needed houses.
Mooching off of them.
What'd you say, $300 million?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was a total, you know, it was like, but it was hundreds of millions of dollars that he
Don't worry,
through.
Though, his rap career is going to save him, because he's going to play Firefest 2. He's the only confirmed artist. So, you know, that's going to be big for him.
Oh, okay, good. That'll save him. Yeah, he didn't pay any of his bills and stuff. I mean, he had to file, like you said, for protection. And he said basically it was all the his family members.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't either.
I don't know how you can have $200-300 million and you don't take just a chunk of that. Let's say $60 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, boom, put it away.
A high quality mutual fund worth 7.5%.
And just leave it there.
And leave it there.
You still have $240 million to party hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I just don't get it. Sometimes I look at the bling, like even Coach Prime when he was. Well, when he was on that bass tournament I was watching.
It is a weird thought. Coach Prime on a boat fishing.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm watching. Yeah. Right? Okay, so anyway, when he's on that bass tournament that I was watching, I mean, his bling is insane. You know, he has a whistle that's all diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think you get caught up in that. Like, oh, yeah, I think I need that piece of ice.
Yeah, but, you know, to each his own. If that's what he likes, that's what he likes. But I don't think Deion Sanders goes through money like that.
I don't either.
I think he's pretty smart with it, you know? I mean, he's got a pad up there in Boulder that's unbelievable. Yeah. His house in the backyard is how we talked about it the other day. I mean, it's just, it's a playground. It's great. But you can always resell that. So that's an investment for him. Yeah. I don't think he blows it the way you're talking about with Antonio Brown, but that is amazing to me. You can go through that much money.
Well, because the NFL, because I like documentaries, they started a financial awareness program.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a training course.
Yeah, because they realized they were given to all these guys who, some of them didn't have any kind of really, they weren't educated, right? And so they got millions and millions of dollars and just blew it on hookers.
Yeah, that's a lot of hookers.
No, those are high quality ones. When you have to pay that kind of money, yep.
$200 million in hookers?
I had a girlfriend who was a escort.
Yeah.
And she made a lot of money in Vegas.
Man.
And we all knew what she was doing. She never told us, but we knew.
Wow. Your friend, the hooker?
She was an escort.
Oh. It's the same thing.
She supposedly went to like high-end parties with him as his date, as an arm piece.
Yeah.
You know what he did later, but anyway.
Yeah. At first it starts out as arm piece and then drop the word arm.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.